Welcome to a special Saturday report, and also welcome to a news experience designed to empower you to think crucially and critically and form your own opinions. In this episode, we present the latest top stories by weaving together coverage from a variety of news outlets, offering you a balanced view of the facts and perspectives. My goal is simple: inspire you to be your own judge in the complex world of news without any sensationalism or antics. By hearing different angles, you'll have the tools to make thoughtful and balanced decisions about the stories that matter most. If you find value in this approach, please like, share, and subscribe to stay up to date with my future episodes. Now let's navigate the news together. First up, we find that the courts are indeed putting the brakes on some of Donald Trump's key initiatives, including a major plan to encourage millions of federal workers to resign. A U.S. judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration's proposed buyout for federal workers, which was part of a broader effort to overhaul the federal government. The buyout offer, which promised to pay employees regular salaries and benefits until October without requiring them to work, had already been accepted by over 60,000 federal employees. However, the court's decision has put the program on hold, at least for now. This development is just the latest in a series of court challenges to Trump's agenda. Other initiatives, such as his plans to unilaterally halt government spending and end birthright citizenship, have also faced legal pushback. Trump's efforts to reshape the federal government have been met with significant resistance from labor unions, Democrats, and some Republicans. Critics argue that his plans will lead to a loss of critical expertise and experience within the federal workforce, and undermine the government's ability to provide essential services to the public. Despite these challenges, the Trump administration remains committed to its goals. The White House has said that it will continue to push forward with its plans, including the buyout program, and is confident that it will ultimately prevail in court. In international news, Hamas's armed wing has announced that it will delay the release of more Israeli hostages, which was scheduled for today until further notice. This development comes as a setback to the ongoing ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas, which has been in effect since January 19, 2025. As part of the agreement, Hamas has already released three Israeli hostages who were handed over to the International Committee of the Red Cross. In exchange, Israel began releasing dozens of Palestinian prisoners. However, the delay in releasing additional hostages has raised concerns about the fragile nature of the ceasefire. The situation remains tense, with both sides accusing each other of violating the terms of the agreement. The international community is closely watching the situation, with Russia and other countries urging Hamas to release all remaining hostages. The delay in the hostage release has also sparked concerns about the fate of other hostages still being held by Hamas, including a Russian citizen, Alexander Trufanov. The situation remains fluid, and it's unclear when the hostage release will resume. New details on tariffs showed that President Trump has announced the imposition of a 25% tariff on all steel and aluminum imports, a decision that has been met with mixed reactions from various stakeholders. The administration argues that the tariffs are necessary to protect American industries and jobs, asserting that they will strengthen the U.S. economy by incentivizing domestic production and reducing dependency on foreign imports. The Daily Caller reports that the tariffs are part of Trump's broader trade policy aimed at reducing the trade deficit and promoting domestic manufacturing. However, critics, including specialty farmers, warn that the move could have negative economic consequences, such as higher costs for consumers and potential job losses in industries reliant on imported materials. MSNBC highlights that the tariffs have sparked debates on their effectiveness and potential repercussions, with some arguing that they could lead to retaliatory measures from other countries. The Associated Press adds that the long-term impact of these tariffs remains to be seen, as the administration continues to defend the policy, while opponents call for a more nuanced approach to trade issues. The debate over tariffs reflects broader concerns about the direction of U.S. trade policy and its implications for the global economy. In technology news, Elon Musk has made a massive $97.4 billion bid to take over OpenAI, the company behind the popular AI chatbot, ChatGPT. This move is the latest development in Musk's ongoing feud with OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, with whom he co-founded the company in 2015. Musk's bid is part of his efforts to block OpenAI's transition from a non-profit to a for-profit entity, which he believes goes against the company's original mission. Altman, however, has dismissed Musk's offer, saying that OpenAI is not for sale and that Musk's bid clashes with his lawsuit against the company. The bid has also raised concerns about potential conflicts of interest, given Musk's role as the head of the Department of Government Efficiency and his influence over AI policy. Additionally, the deal could have significant implications for the future of AI developments and the balance between open source and proprietary AI technologies. Musk has also been working on his own AI chatbot, Grok 3, which he claims will outperform ChatGPT. The billionaire entrepreneur has been critical of OpenAI's direction and has advocated for a more cautious approach to AI development, prioritizing safety and ethical considerations. Lastly, in a groundbreaking revelation, the FBI has uncovered thousands of previously undisclosed records related to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. These documents are expected to shed new light on the events surrounding the assassination and potentially provide answers to long-standing questions. Fox News reports that the release of these records has generated significant public interest and reignited debates about the historical narrative of JFK's assassination. CNN highlights that experts anticipate the information contained in these records could lead to new insights and further investigations into the assassination. Reuters adds that the discovery has also raised questions about the transparency of government agencies and the importance of preserving and disclosing historical documents. As researchers and historians delve into the newly uncovered records, the public awaits potential revelations that could reshape our understanding of one of the most pivotal events in American history. The release of these records represents a significant step in the ongoing quest for truth and transparency, with the potential to provide a deeper understanding of the circumstances surrounding JFK's assassination. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. I know it's on a Saturday, which is not what we typically do, but there's a lot going on in the news, and I wanted to go ahead and drop another episode. So if you liked it, please like, subscribe, share, maybe leave a comment. And as always, stay informed and stay balanced.